Welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
It is Thursday, December 22nd, 2016, and we are continuing with our conversations about critical periods.
You know, I've been so focused on the 20s, moving toward 25.
Here we are again.
When you said December, I thought, whoa, this is the end of 2016. I forgot about that.
One day we're going to have a show about memory loss.
I forgot all about it.
I thought it was February.
Right. Felt like it. No, this year, everybody's been saying this year went by too quickly.
It did go by fast. Even my son said that the other day.
See? It wasn't just me.
Well, he did know it was December, but
he knows the significance of December, unlike some of us.
He asked the other day if there was something, if he could go to sleep and just sleep until Christmas.
Oh,
I was like, dude, you're 15.
That's right.
Don't you have other things to do?
Is he tired?
I don't know what he is.
He's excited about Christmas.
He's excited about Christmas.
Oh,
he wants,
that's good.
I was like, what are you?
He doesn't know he's not getting anything.
No. What are you going to get?
Oh, he's not getting anything.
What do you give a 15-year-old?
You don't get anything in the even numbered years, Connor.
How many?
It's just the odd years you get something for Christmas, didn't you?
15 is the odd year.
I know. This is an even year.
So oh, so it's 2006. You're talking about, okay. I thought you meant age. Years.
Oh, he's 15.
He's 15.
Okay.
So.
Either way, you don't get anything.
That's right.
One way or the other, we'll figure it out.
You know what I'm going to get him? Chemistry book.
Whoa, I want you for a dad.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah, you bring a whole new meaning to Christmas joy.
Do something.
What is today?
That.
Thursday.
Today's Thursday.
So the 22nd.
I feel like we already went through that once.
I'm just making sure, because you would say...
That's right. I'll write it down.
You would say, I just said that a minute ago. I'm sorry. Then I'd have to apologize.
But speaking of frustrating things, we're going to talk about 12-year-olds today. Oh. And we're going to talk about this critical stage of development of 12 years old. So we've talked about 3, then we talked about 5, age 5, and now age 8. And then now... We're going to talk about age 12.
So now we're into 12 years old would be 7th grade. So
yeah,
middle school. We're talking about middle schoolers.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. But what happens in middle school that's important for social, emotional development?
Correct. Okay? And what we know about this age is that we're starting to, if not have it already started, we're certainly about to start entering into the world of puberty. So we're starting those... That emotional hormonal change that shifts the body biologically from childhood to adolescence.
That's right.
Childhood to adult, really.
Right. Every mammal goes through this transition. Mm-hmm. You know, some people say, well, adolescence is a myth. You know, Newt Gingrich wrote an article a few years ago in one of the business journals about adolescence being a myth, and he cited, you know, Benjamin Franklin and Daniel Boone and James Madison and who were doing adult things by the time they were 13, 14, 15 years old. There are people today doing adult things at those ages,
right,
too.
Sure,
so, I
sure.
mean, it's not that, but it's not a myth.
But we know them because they were extraordinary.
Because they're the extraordinary ones.
Yes.
That's right.
All the other 12-year-olds that weren't doing anything, we don't know anything about them.
Who were going through adolescent transitions.
Right.
They were lost to history. Okay.
Right.
So, that's the other thing. But be that as it may, adolescence is a transition from childhood to adulthood.
Right.
The example I like to use is that a 12-year-old boy mm-hmm. pitches in Little League. Mm-hmm. An 18-year-old can be in the major leagues.
Right.
So in that short 6-year period,
right.
you're going from Little League to the major leagues.
Right.
Okay. Or you have a 12-year-old at 18 is a college football player.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And so it's a huge transition, and those transitions take a toll.
Right.
On development.
Right.
On us, and take a toll on parents for
right.
sure. But it is a transition.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So
what's the beginning of this? So we go back to, where does this begin?
What we really are focusing on here. So as we've worked through the developmental stages, you know, hopefully by the age of 8, they have that self-regulation.
Right.
So they're managing things there. Mm-hmm. By 8, and if they have that under control, if they've managed that and gained that self-regulation and they're socialized, mm-hmm. what comes next, by the age of 12, they should be pretty independent. And so what we're talking mm-hmm. about here is by the age of 12 or so, they should be pretty good at managing their own daily living needs.
That's right. By age 8, mm-hmm. they should have achieved the ability to regulate their emotions.
Right.
So they're not thrown off by transitions. Right. They're not thrown off by doing poorly. They're not thrown off by doing well.
Okay? And they can handle different environments and different right. expectations.
Yeah. And it's a new assignment or a new book or the something. They can handle all those exigencies, the emergencies, the differences, the changes that arise, mm-hmm. and they can manage their emotions despite what's going on around them.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
By age 12, once they've achieved that, then by age 12, they should be clearly on a path to being able to take care of themselves
right.
without a lot of adult assistance.
Absolutely. So what we're talking about with daily living skills are sort of the big things, like they should be able to feed themselves. They should be able to choose mm-hmm. appropriate clothing, depending on the weather and things
right.
like that.
That's
they
right.
should be able to manage their homework and those sort of academic and school-based right. expectations on their own without their parents like mm-hmm. Staying on top of them. They should be able to maintain appropriate hygiene.
That's
they should
right.
be through those stages because, admittedly, a lot of kids go through those stages where they mm-hmm. avoid showers. They don't want to deal with any of those things. So by age 12 or so, to put it, and the way that I talk to parents about it is, by the time they're reaching puberty and their body is going through those changes,
right.
They start to stink. And so,
especially boys.
So if they're not taking, if they're avoiding showers and those kind of things, and you have to really work with them to get them to take a shower a couple times a week,
mm-hmm.
by the time they start stinking and have sort of those social ramifications of smelling bad, mm-hmm. they're going to choose to take a shower. Hopefully they'll choose to take a shower a little bit more. But if they don't, then we're getting into a stage where they're not developing these daily living skills that they need to, and we need to get some help.
That's right. So in these preteen years, these prepubescent mm-hmm. or close to puberty years, 11, 12, 13, again, we always talk about ranges.
Mm-hmm.
We say age 12, but we mean 11 to 13.
Right.
Okay. So by age 12, this should be achieved. And I think you're right. If you think about your child at home and in school,
mm-hmm.
those are the two primary places where kids are during these years. At home, they should be able to manage all their hygiene.
Right.
Brushing their teeth, taking showers, managing their body, eating. So there's no dinner tonight, but they should be able to find something to eat
right.
and be able to take care of themselves. If they're hungry, they can get their own snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So at home, they should be able to manage these skills of daily living.
Right.
You don't have to remind them to take a shower.
Right.
You don't have to remind them to brush teeth. You don't have to remind them to eat. At school, they should be able to manage their own schedules,
right.
manage their homework. They keep an agenda. They know when assignments are due.
Mm-hmm.
If your child doesn't, then they could, if your child has ADHD or
right.
an anxiety disorder or depression, some other thing going on, they may have trouble managing. But 80% of children are really able to do this.
Right.
And again, the world is going to expect them to. Middle school teachers expect middle school students to be able to regulate and organize
mm-hmm.
and keep track of their belongings and their schedule and their assignments.
Absolutely.
Parents shouldn't have to do it anymore. You may have to provide a little structure, but by age 12 or 13, your children should be able to manage things on their own, by
right.
and large.
Absolutely. And if we, and we've gotten some letters and emails yeah. and correspondences from people asking about that. And it was great that you mentioned that. Those kids with ADHD and mm-hmm. depression and anxiety, they're going to have some difficulties with
right.
these things because of the impulsivity. It's
right.
And so that's why identification of those conditions is really mm-hmm. important. We need to talk with pediatricians. We need to get in with mental health professionals and those kinds of things. As soon as you start seeing some deficits in these areas,
mm-hmm.
you need to get in and start talking to somebody to see what to do about it.
That's right.
Because the longer they go untreated and
mm-hmm.
the farther behind they're going to fall as compared to their peers in the development of some of these really critical and important skills. And so it's really important that if your child isn't picking up on these things, you know, at 3, 5, 8, 12, if they're not getting those things, there's no way they're going to be ready at 18 for what we're going to talk about tomorrow.
That's right.
And so you got to make sure that you're keeping up with these things and getting the support that you need if, you know, when it comes up.
And speaking of what parents should do, if your child isn't staying organized, isn't keeping up with assignments, forgets to study for tests, and it's habitual. Now, every kid will forget once in a while.
Right.
Don't worry about that. But if your child is habitually disorganized, behind schedule, unable to keep up, doesn't know what the assignments are, doesn't know what to study, you need to find out why. You need to get some professional advice. Find out, because if the child has ADHD or some other condition, that needs to be treated very differently.
Absolutely.
Okay? And so find out, because most children want to do what everybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 80% of kids are going to be able to do this without too much trouble. Your child wants to be part of the 80%.
Right.
Nobody wants to fail.
Yeah.
So they want to be part of the 80%. If they can't, remember, can't, not won't. They're not just being oppositional. They're not just being defiant. They're not just trying to give you a hard time. For some reason, they're unable to do this, and you have to find out why they're unable to do it.
Right.
So don't assume that they're just being recalcitrant, oppositional teenagers.
That's a great word.
I like that word. I got another word for you.
Recalcitrant.
I have a word. Remember that word I sent you yesterday?
I do.
Oh. I love that word. Because
I don't know how to pronounce it, but it was a good word. But and
it captures.
It has so to do with personality. It's an appropriate word. I don't want people to think that it's an inappropriate
word. No, it's a good word.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it sometime. But so we want to make sure that we're getting the support that we need if your kid's not picking up on these things and picking up on the skills that they need.
That's right. Because if you go back, when I think about it, your son, for example, he could do all this stuff when he was in middle school.
Right.
I mean, he's a good student.
Mm-hmm.
He's organized. He can self-regulate. And if you go back and look at kids who are in high school now, and you go back and look at middle school, they were able to do all this stuff. That's what a successful student is able to do in middle school.
Right.
And if they're not, there's some other problem going on, and you have to figure out what it is.
Right. And so let's there's one thing that I want to mention, because you kind of brought this up, and so I want to just throw this out there, because this actually came up with a couple of patients that I was working with over the last few weeks. If your kid has these skills, okay, they're doing really well, and you're, you know, doing the thing that parents do, and you're monitoring, and you're looking at grades, and you're going through backpacks and things like that, and everything is going well, and then you see a really bad test score.
Mm-hmm.
Don't freak out.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Don't feel like all of a sudden now I have to get involved. Mm-hmm. You know, step back and say, hey, you know, what happened with this test? There's usually a response.
They will tell
you. Okay, well, you know, if you need anything from me, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you know, I know that you're going to take care of it, because I know that you usually do well.
Right.
And there's no reason to make it into something that it's not.
And please don't go to the teacher and ask for forgiveness or you want to change it all. Give your child the opportunity to learn how to deal with shortcomings. So on this particular assignment, she fell a little bit short. Let her learn how to deal with that, okay? Don't go and say, oh, we have to keep this A average. We have to make sure that we get all that. No.
Yeah.
Give your children the opportunity to learn how to deal with those
Absolutely.
Things.
Yeah, my son had a...
all done it.
A couple of weeks ago, he had a chemistry test.
Mm-hmm.
And he was... he turned it in, and he got the grade back, and it was a really poor grade.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I think, below 50%.
Right.
And he freaked
that's
out.
That's a good example, though.
And he immediately, now he's 15, so, you know, he certainly has gone through this, but this is what it would look like. He went to the teacher, and they were talking, and she said, yeah, are you okay? Is everything, you don't usually score like this. He goes, I don't know what happened. And they looked at the test score, and he had completely missed the back of both pages. And so he only did half the test.
He thought it was a two-page test.
He thought it was a two-page test instead of a four-page test. And so he worked it out with the teacher and came home and said, you know, Mom, can you take me early to school next week, because I have to make up this chemistry test that I only did half of.
Right.
He handled it all himself. Now, if I would have seen that on, you know, online, I could have freaked out. I could have said, what is the meaning of this? How did this happen?
Must be doing
now things. I got to start monitoring you again. I got to stay on time.
I have to go to the teacher and complain and threaten the teacher with, you know.
Yeah, he didn't do this. Right. You know what? He took care of it. And if the teacher would have said, you know, I'm sorry, but you know, that's it. That's all. You only get the one shot and that's it. You know, he would have to deal with
still,
that, and he
still
would,
learns a valuable
he
lesson.
Would work through that. That's right. I guarantee you, from now on, he's going to look at both sides of every page that he takes.
And what a tiny price to pay for such an important lesson.
Right.
You know, so he does poorly on one test. It's not going to affect his overall grade.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what a valuable lesson to learn.
Yeah.
But he has to learn that on his own without parental interference.
Right. Okay. And that's what we hope to have formulated. By about the age of 12, you know, like you said, 11 to 13 or so is where they should be really getting that. And so we can just back off. We can let them manage. We can let them take care of it. And they, because again, these next, you know, 6 years until the age of 18, which is our topic for tomorrow,
right.
You know, a lot of, they're going to have to use that to be ready for age 18.
Right. And it's not that they are able to do it. See, this is what we forget. We're not saying that middle schoolers can be completely independent.
Right.
We're saying that when you're 18,
right,
you should be independent. We're not saying that at 12 you should be independent, but at 12 you should be learning how.
Right.
Okay. And so parents have to be supportive, but they have to be they have to be off the stage at this point.
That's what we mean by the daily living things. Feeding yourself, clothing yourself, cleaning yourself. Mm-hmm.
Learning how to do your own laundry.
Doing those things. Those things should be, you know, a 12-year-old can do those things.
That's right.
A 12-year-old can't go shopping for themselves.
Right.
To be self-sufficient like that.
Mm-hmm.
To navigate getting to the store, getting the things they need, then figure out how to get all those things back home.
Right.
That takes a little bit different of a level. That's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But at this point, they should be able to, you know, navigate their daily needs.
That's right. They're not always going to get it right.
Right.
They're not always going to remember. That's why you're there. You're there as a parent to remind.
Safety
to
net.
Keep the structure, to keep the boundaries. So we don't expect completion or mastery, but we expect that they would have the opportunity to learn these skills during this critical middle school time.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So, all right.
Good. Yeah.
That's it for today.
That's good.
So that's 12-year-olds. Tomorrow we're going to talk about 18-year-olds.
Oh, yes. Stakes get a little bit higher now.
That'd be good. All right, so we will see you tomorrow morning for another great episode for a Friday edition of the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. So we'll see you then. So have a terrific day today. Enjoy the weather and get out and exercise and eat well.
Finish the week.
Always eat well.
Yes.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.